GI Journal goes to press. GI Journal, Editor-in-Chief Bob Hope speaking. Unrehearsed, thank you. Hello. What? What's that? You want to run an ad in our paper? Okay, wait till I grab a pencil. All right, shoot. Good-looking young corporal with trained boll weevil would like to meet beautiful girl with cotton bathing suit? Object reconversion. I see. Okay, we'll run the ad. We'll have to appear in a back page. We're using the front pages for a big spread in the post-war world. What? How big a spread? Well, have you ever seen Crosby walking away from you? You're welcome. Goodbye. Well, I'd better call in my secretary. She's a new girl, and I hope she works out. I had a good time working out with the last one. I'll buzz for her. Where is that dame?
Take your time, take your time. You know what I mean?
Now, that's no way to talk to your boss. I happen to be Bob Hope.
You what?
Yes.
Okay, stop chasing me around the office.
No, thanks. I only chase women.
Don't get smart, Bob. You know what I mean? Hey, such a bad-looking dame.
No, you're not. I bet you look just like Hedy Lamarr before you were dehydrated. Let's get going. We have a big story to get out of the post-war world.
The post-war world, huh? What do you suppose it's going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Everybody's going to have exactly what they want. What do you want?
Three men.
Three men?
Yeah. Two with the hole, the other one.
Dames like you don't have to worry about getting dates in the post-war world. You'll have all you want.
No kidding.
Sure, they've invented a robot. It can walk like a man, talk like a man, eat like a man, and drink like a man.
Yeah? If I get one of them up the balcony at the Paramount, can
you? Yeah, they're working on that, yeah.
Gee, sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what an assignment for me. Just think, here I sit covering the post-war world.
Well, you got the build for it, you know what I mean?
Okay, you can go now. Out that door right there.
This door here?
That's right.
Hey, this is the elevator shaft.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay, white guy.
Well, now to get to work. Let's see. Hello?
Hello, Hope.
Well, Professor Colonna.
Looking over some post-war inventions for G.I. General, Hope.
Good. Where are you now?
I'm over at the automobile show. They got some wonderful post-war cars here. They go on water as well as land.
On water as well as land?
Yeah. What a blessing for women drivers. If they miss a pedestrian on the street, they can chase him into the river and hold him under with one wheel.
Colonna, that makes my flesh creep.
Well, get some of it to creep up about 4 inches. You have a nice chest.
Never mind that. Get back to the cars. What else have they got?
I'm sitting in a beauty right now, Hope. It used to be a limousine, and now it's a convertible.
Colonna, you mean to tell me your car used to be a limousine, and now it's a convertible?
Yes. Betty Grable just walked by and blew its top.
Sounds like a fine car.
It is. Very modern. Built-in showers, built-in bar, built-in library, even a built-in sun lamp.
Oh, Professor, you're so handsome.
Everything built in.
Goodbye, Brushmush. And now, while we're waiting to hear more about the post-war world, let's proofread our top musical column. It's the Alan Roth Singers.
Would you like to hear the story of a girl that many soldiers know? It's a tale of love and all its glory. They tell when the lights are soft and low. Underneath the lamppost by the barricade, standing all alone, every night you see her wait. She waits for a boy who marched away.
And on his guard, she is condemned.
Oh, promise you'll be true.
gang, and we'll banner line that for those doodlebug ports, Chubby and Snafu. Also the Filthy Five at APO 716.
Hey, boss!
What is it, Miss Say, what is your name?
Georgia Rappaport. I was named after the state of Georgia.
Yeah, about an hour after. Well, what is it you wanted?
Well, that reception office out there is full of men. Before I continue on this job, I want to know one thing.
What?
You think I'm safe out there?
Yes.
Then I quit.
Look, I'm busy. Get rid of all those people in the reception office. Throw them out.
Oh, but one of them is Mr. Sam Goldman. He's pretty important.
Throw them out.
Another one's your boss at Paramount, Mr. DeSilva.
Throw them out.
There's a beautiful girl named Jane Wyman.
Throw her in.
Okay. Run this way, Miss Wyman.
Well, I Jane. Awfully glad you dropped in. G.I. Journal is doing a spread on the post-war world, and you're the soldier's post-war dream.
Oh, Bob.
I mean it. The boys called you Jane. You'd be so nice to come home to. Come in the house, and I'll show you what I learned about Judo Wyman.
Well, it sounds like I'd better learn a little judo myself.
We have post-war plans for everybody, Jane. I've even worked out plans for the Wax, Waves, and Spars.
Really? What have you got for them to come home to?
Me.
The poor kid. But I'm really interested in the post-war world, Bob. Just think, we'll have television, jet propulsion, three-dimensional pictures, helicopters.
Yeah, chewing gum.
Gee, television will be wonderful, won't it?
Yeah, imagine every Tuesday night that people will see Bob Hope's face right in their living room.
Oh, well, that still isn't six nights, so they won't have to be afraid to stay home.
Thought I'd cross that line out.
I was only kidding, Bob. After the war, I'm going to get a television set and keep it right at the studio. I'm going to click a dial, and I'll be looking at you in my dressing room.
I wish they'd invent a set that worked both ways. But radio isn't the only thing that's made scientific progress. Look at the clothing industry.
Yes, yes, I understand they're going to make clothes out of all sorts of things. I hear they're even going to have women's dresses made out of spun steel.
Steel dresses. It's going to be noisy, isn't it, huh? Can you imagine a post-war wife saying to her husband, "Come here, Joe, and rivet me up the back." Still, I think I like dresses made of steel.
Yes, I can just see you now on the corner of Hollywood and Vine with your magnet.
Hey, that's a swell idea. I never could learn to throw that lasso. But have you heard what the men will be wearing? Clothes made from wood fiber.
Suits made from wood?
Yeah, it works out fine. If you need alterations, you don't take it to a tailor. You just call in a couple of skilled termites.
Well, the post-war world certainly sounds wonderful, Bob.
Oh, sure. Have you heard about the new alarm clocks they've invented for former GIs after the war?
Alarm clocks?
Yeah, when the discharged soldier... when the discharged soldier goes to bed, he sets it in at 5:30 in the morning and voice yells, "Fall out." And the little man comes out of the clock with an axe and chops it to pieces.
Well, you're really getting out quite an addition on the future, aren't you, Bob?
Yeah, I got a man out right now scouting around for the latest inventions. He should be... Excuse me, Jane. Hello?
Hello, Hope. Kelowna speaking. I'm over New York in a helicopter. It's wonderful up here, sailing through the air, blue skies, lovely clouds.
Kelowna, what was that?
Just passed a hummingbird. I hope I'm going to try out the speed of the plane. They say it goes 700 miles an hour. Here goes. Just past the windows of the Empire State Building. Just past the windows of the post office. Almost past the lady's Turkish bath.
Go with you. Kelowna, get out of that helicopter. The way you handle it, you're liable to mow down hundreds of people.
I'm allowed to, Hope. Got a California driver's license.
Kelowna, you fool. Come back here this minute. 20,000 feet up is no place for you.
Very well, boss. Wait a minute. I see a soup plate down there on the ground. I think I'll go down and pick it up for a souvenir.
Kelowna, when you're up that high, big things look very small. That soup plate is probably the Yale Bowl. If you go down, you'll land right in the middle of a football game.
Don't be silly, Hope. That's a soup plate. Can't possibly be a football game. Here I go. Well, just tie a splint of my leg, fellas, and I'll try for a field goal.
Well,
Journal's music editor, Alan Ross, sets up type for the gang in Hut 4, Site 4, APO 558. Paul and Joe on that minesweeper. Ben Side at 942. The boys of 6 Mess on that Canadian ship. Mac the poet at 133. And those 7 cookies. It's midnight in Paris.
Will you?
Okay, here. What do you want it for? Corona, that was my dollar bill you tore up.
So what? It's a terrible picture of George Washington. Besides, money is the root of all evil. It breaks up homes. It cuts between friends.
Yeah, it's dirty, filthy, stinking, wonderful, lovely money. But seriously, when men in the service return home to civilian life, they'll need money to buy clothes, to furnish a home, to get started in business. In short, this is a plug for GI bonds. They're a swell investment, and remember, the sad sack today who saves part of his pay will be a glad sack on Victory Day.
Is that a fact, Hope? Money can do all that good?
Of course.
And give me another buck, will you?
Well, all right. Here you are.
George, I apologize.
Many of the songs of tomorrow are being written right now by you men overseas. And every week on our musical feature page, we headline one of these brand new tunes that have been mailed to us here at GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. By the way, if you've written words and music to a song and you'd like to hear it on GI Journal, send it along. This week's musical pinup, It Seems So Long Ago, by Lieutenants Courtney Kerking and Jerome Berenson with the U.S. Pacific Fleet. And here to sing it back to you tunesmiths overseas is our copy girl in the vocal pinup department, Pat Friday.
Left me on the top alone and we'd watch the moon above. Just like any two in love, then the world turned upside down, dear, and we were no longer free. Many loved ones lived so far in this land.
Congratulations, songwriters Kirk King and Berenson.
Bob, we've been discussing the post-war world, but we haven't talked about how the returning GIs will be affected by it at all.
All right, Jane. Yes. Where are we? Let's give the fellas an idea of what that first day home will be like when the war is finally over. You play the part of my wife, and I'll be G.I. Joe back from the front.
All right. Joe should be coming through that door any minute. Gee, it's been a long time.
Gertrude!
Joe!
Oh, sweetheart, I've been waiting so long for your kiss. Oh, that was wonderful. Now let's try it again, and this time take off your welding helmet.
Oh, Joe, it's so nice to have you back. I know you must be tired. Sit down, dear, and relax.
Yeah, I think I will.
Why, Joe, you floated right up to the ceiling.
Yeah, I always wondered what would happen if I took off my field pack. This place looks good after those barracks, Gertrude. Say, where'd you get that picture on the wall? Wow, what a babe.
Why, Joe, that's Whistler's mother.
Yeah, but what a thrill to see a picture of a dame with her clothes on.
Joe, while you were in France, did you ever go out with any, girls?
Nope, not one.
Honest, Joe?
Honest, Charmaine. I mean, Gertrude.
And, Joe, when you were in the South Pacific, how about those dancing girls?
You mean those girls who dress in the grass skirts with the white, blue, and green beads on them and wear those necklaces that are made out of little orange and yellow oyster shells?
Yes.
I never noticed them.
Gee, look, honey, I almost forgot. I brought you a present.
Oh, what a lovely coat.
Yeah, and that coat was made in Italy. Just look at those buttons. Genuine meatballs.
Oh, they're stunning. I hope you like the way I fixed the place up for you, dear. You haven't seen your room yet. Come on, look at it.
Okay.
There. How do you like it, dear?
Gee, it's swell. But what's that big pit in the middle of the floor?
Why, darling, that's your foxhole.
Still the same thoughtful Gertrude. Gee, there's my old desk. But where's that photograph of Bing Crosby I used to have on it? He was my favorite singer.
Well, I took that photograph down, dear. I don't like Bing Crosby anymore. Have you heard the way he insults that poor Bob Hope on the radio?
No. Does he say awful things?
Ooh, terrible. And poor Bob is too stupid to think of an answer. Yeah.
Rehearsal. Now, don't knock that Hope. He happens to be a swell guy. Talented, too. When I was overseas, we saw him in that picture, The Princess and the Pirate. It did our outfit a lot of good.
Oh, was he funny in it?
No, but his nose gave us an idea for a new bayonet.
Well, Joe, you haven't told me something yet. How do you like the new photograph I put on your desk?
Oh, it looks a little silly to me. Why should you take a picture of a bottle of milk?
Why, Joe, that's the latest singer, Frank Sinatra.
Gee, there ain't enough meat on him to make a can of K-rations. Say, wait a minute. I just remembered something. We have some children, haven't we?
Oh, well, of course we have, dear. I thought for a minute you'd forgotten.
Oh, darling, I could never forget a thing like that. How many have we got?
We have two, dear.
Really? I thought there were three.
Well, there were, but don't you remember, you got rid of the one who wanted to be a radio comedian. Until you see your daughter Minerva, dear. She's really quite grown up. Mm-hmm. Oh, Minnie. Minnie?
I have part for the woman now, you know what I mean?
A woman? You look like a powdered egg I used to know. Don't tell me you're my daughter.
I ain't Carol Lambus, you know what I mean?
How could I miss it? How old are you anyway?
19, but I've been married 3 times.
You're only 19, you've been married 3 times?
Yeah, I take short honeymoons, you know what I mean?
Well, I've seen all of you I want to see. Here, darling, run upstairs and play with this hand grenade.
Oh. Well, Pop. Say, what's this pin on it?
Oh, that's no good. Just pull it out and throw it away.
All right, Daddy. You'll hear from me later.
I hope so. Well, she didn't turn out so well, but I bet my son is a credit to his father.
Oh, he is, dear. He's turned out to look exactly like you.
Really?
Oh, yes. He's like you in every way. Oh, son. Son.
Did you call me Ma?
Yes, dear. You were too young to remember, son, but this is your father.
Oh. So this is my dear, sweet, my kind old, loving old, dear old, no wonder I'm so homely.
You don't look like me at all. You haven't got my nose.
No. Yours is the large economy size.
Aren't you proud of your son, Joe? He's been in the Army, too. Tell Daddy your rank, Herbert.
Oh, I'm a general, current, captain, private sad sack. Hey, what's your rank, Pop?
Never mind. You're going to stop in there somewhere, aren't you? I know. Never mind. What's the difference?
What is your rank?
Don't worry. I did plenty well for myself.
What's your rank?
Well, I'm a PFC, junior grade. Well, now that you're back home, son, we'd better start thinking about your future.
Oh, I'm all set, Daddy. I'm going to study medicine. I'm going to be a lawyer, an attorney. I'm going to write a I report to the pool room in the morning.
The pool room? That's no no place for a boy. Do you want to turn out to be a bum?
Oh, Emily, no.
You want to be a waster, a tramp?
Oh, Emily, no.
You want to be a cheap hanger-on?
Oh, Emily, no.
You want to be a guy who hangs out on street corners whistling at girls?
Emily, you finally hit it.
I think it's time we have a little talk about life. Sit down and I'll tell you all about the birds and the bees.
Oh, I heard all about the bees, the birds and the bees. But there's something about it that you don't understand.
What's that?
Which one is the green hornet?
Son, you don't realize that life is serious. You've got to learn a trade to succeed. Take me. I'm a trained radio technician.
You know, fool?
Sure. Look out the window. See that plane up there? I can communicate with the pilot in a second. Watch this. House to plane. House to plane. Come in, plane.
Roger, gate. We'll cooperate.
Where are you bound for, pilot?
Niagara Falls. Am I headed right?
Can't you see where you're going?
No, after that last ride, I'm flying blind.
Well, then I'd better give you directions.
No need for that, stranger. I've got somebody here with me who knows the way to Niagara Falls by heart.
You have?
He sure has, Pop. You know what I mean?
And now for the fire control gang on that destroyer tender, Corporal Vince Crock at APO 957, and those four GIs at 502, here's the Alan Roth gang with a GI salute to the all-American gal.
There's a thing about one without a doubt, sweetest girl in the land. Patriotic from her toes to her cute up till the nose. Where's the call about fighting lads? We love Jesus, she's in demand.
To get my feet off the desk, my hat off the rack, and I'll get off the chair, too. But before I do, I want to say thanks to Jane Wyman and Professor Colonna and Minerva Pius and Mel Blanc for swell performances. This is Bob Hope saying, so long, man.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. G.I. Journal goes to press. It's the G.I. Journal with such star contributors as Seaman First Class Alvino Ray and the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, the Delta Ribbon Boys, Jerry Sullivan, Private Sad Sack, Mel Blanc, Elvia Allman, Lionel Sander, Ann Rutherford, and acting as your editor-in-chief...
Hello, G.I. Journal. Editor-in-chief Robert Young speaking. That? You want to place an ad in G.I. Journal? Just a moment till I get a pencil. Okay, go ahead. Lonesome Bugler on furlough wants a dress of homely girl. Object, mess call. Okay, we'll print that right up. Goodbye. Oh, well, a newspaper job is a nice change from my usual hectic existence. Being an editor of G.I. Journal will be a pleasure.
Oh, good morning, you great big gorgeous thing.
Retract my last statement. Just, who are you, may I ask?
I'm your secretary. Oh, gee, I'm going to like having you as my boss much better than I did Bob Hope.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with his nose, I always thought he was snubbing me.
My dear young lady, now I'll give you 3-1, you're not my dear. 2-1, you're not young, and even money on the rest. Dear young lady, in case you forget, this is a business office.
Yes, darling.
And I don't like being called darling.
Okay, poopsie.
I didn't know when I was well off. Do you always act this way?
Oh, no. Only when I'm with men.
Well, I don't want any more familiarity around the office. You understand? I want to stop right now.
All right. Don't get excited. Gee, anyone can make a mistake.
Yes, but your mother and father seem to have abused the privilege.
Darn it. No matter how hard I try, I can't seem to get the kind of man I want.
Well, what kind of man do you want?
Any kind.
That's too bad.
Oh, the only date I've had for 6 months was with a CSC.
A CSC?
Yes, a civilian second class.
Well, you'll have to pardon me now, young lady. I'm expecting a visitor. Miss Ann Rutherford is dropping in on me.
Oh, gee, Ann Rutherford. Oh, gosh. Oh, I wish I were in her shoes.
Well, if you were, you'd have an awful lot of feet left over. However, there's no reason why you should be jealous of Ann Rutherford. You can be just as pretty as she is.
I can?
Why, certainly. Beauty is only a state of mind. If you read the Robert Young book called Beauty Through Thought Concentration, you'll discover that you can appear alluring to men merely by the power of your mind.
You mean my mind can accomplish what my girdle can't handle?
Oh, come now. There's nothing wrong with your figure that a bulldozer couldn't straighten out. But that doesn't matter. You will be glamorous if you think you are. My book teaches that.
You mean I can look like Ann Rutherford if I concentrate on it?
Certainly anyone can.
I'd like to see you do it.
Now, here's a copy of my book. I recommend that you read it carefully. We might be able to make something of you. If we don't know what it is, we can always throw it back.
Goody, I'll study like the dickens.
And now it's time to turn to something a trifle more melodic. With Snoqualmie JoJo, here are the Delta Rhythm Boys.
No. easy, honey, I'll catch you. Take you down to Wenatchee with the bottle of scratchy. Buy you a wedding ball.
Me Jojo,
keep
Hepsi from the big snow. Time to keep name low. Papa, what do you know?
Yo-ho.
I said, honey,
Mama,
I'll catch you.
Take
you to my pet and win that got a great big bottle of scratchy. I'm gonna buy you a wedding boat. Jive on a square.
What you know about moonblow? And I'll stand at the big snow. And now the squaws all call him Loco Joe. So sad and blue, he don't know what to do. He's a lad going mad in a
got your message that you were on your way down here. What can we do for you?
Well, I brought you some of my pin-up pictures, Bob. You see, G.I. Journal prints one every now and then.
Well, Ann, I've decided to cut out that department. I disapprove of pin-up pictures. I feel that today the G.I. is reaching out for something better.
Yeah, a couple of them make... They certainly must be or something, because a couple of them made passes at me when I came in.
Well, that's not what I meant. You see, I've written a book about the power of the mind, and I'm printing that in the paper instead of pin-up pictures.
Oh, really?
Yes, after all, if a G.I. has his choice between a book by Robert Young and a picture of a shapely girl, you know he's going to choose the book.
Tell me, Bob, how do you account for the fact that several boys in the Central Pacific have written me recently for my picture?
What kind of a picture did they want?
Oh, they wanted me posed in a snug-fitting white bathing suit beside my swimming pool.
Well, there you are. To men in a hot jungle, a swimming pool looks very attractive.
Say, you really believe in this book of yours, don't you?
I'll prove every statement in my book with an experiment I'm conducting with my secretary right now. Now, I don't know whether you've seen my secretary.
No, I haven't. What does she look like?
Well, she's a little difficult to describe. Have you ever seen a can of K-rations that have just received a direct hit?
Oh, is she as bad as that?
If anything, I've understated it. And yet, as a result of my book, she will emerge as glamorous as any girl on earth, simply through the power of her mind. Wait a minute, I'd like to have you meet her.
Handsome.
I see you haven't finished the book yet.
Yet. And you know what's holding me up?
No, although I've been thinking of going around and back to you and finding out. Well, never mind that now. I'd like you to meet Miss Ann Rutherford.
How do you do?
Oh, Miss Rutherford, I've been dying to meet you, you pretty, pretty girl.
I want you to go right back in your office and finish my book. And, Ann, I wish you'd go with her. Give her any hints on glamour you think will be helpful.
Well, I'd be glad to, Bob. Oh, you can depend on me, Mr. Young. I'll absorb everything.
Well, now that I look at you, mere absorption may not do it. Seems like more of a job for a vacuum cleaner. Now we turn to G.I. Journal's musical pin-up page where we find a neat feature. It's got to be This or That, sung for you by Jerry Sullivan.
If it ain't wrong, it's right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't big, well, it's frank. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be? If it ain't me, I know it's not your mother. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be? If it ain't me, I know it's not your mother. You see, it's gotta be one way or the other. Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'm gonna go. If it ain't yes, it's gotta be no.
And now I'm covered all over with glamour.
Is that what it is? What is that? What is that horrible perfume you have on?
Well, I wanted to be sure of getting a man, so I mixed this perfume myself. It's called Compound Fracture.
And you think it will get you a man, huh?
Well, it ought to. It's half Chanel number 5 and half chloroform.
Now, you've missed the whole point of the book. It's confidence that makes glamour, not perfume. You've got to keep saying to yourself, I look like Rutherford. I act like Rutherford. I am Rutherford.
Oh, I'll try, but when do I get a man to practice on?
As soon as one shows up. Now, get back in your kennel. Your office.
Okay.
I can't wait to see the results of this experiment.
Pardon me, is this the G.I. Journal?
Why, it's Lionel Stander.
Oh, gosh, I don't know who you were. How'd you know who I was?
Well, I recognize you by your voice.
That's funny. Most people get my voice mixed up with some leading man named Robert Young. Which is mixed up as that speech.
I happen to be a leading man named Robert Young personally. Do you still think your voice sounds like mine?
Well, it starts off in my stomach like yours, but by the time you hear it, it's come over some mighty rough terrain.
Yes, practically the Rockies, I'd say. But what brings you to G.I. Journal, Lionel?
Well, I heard Ann Rutherford was here, and I've always wanted to meet her. I ain't seen nothing as cute as her since my mother showed me some early photographs of myself. I was a cunning little tyke. Stretched out my tummy, all dressed up in a great big smile.
And how old were you then?
22.
I'll bet you were a doll. But tell me, Lionel, why are you so anxious to meet Ann?
Well, I seen a pin-up picture of her the other night. She was dressed in one of them real tight-fitting bathing suits. Boy, oh, boy.
Was she appealing?
There was nothing left to peel.
Now, Lionel, I've just written a book about this very thing. Whether you know it or not, your attraction to Miss Rutherford is purely mental.
It is?
Certainly.
Well, what do you know? Show us how you can fool yourself, huh?
Lionel, I know exactly what's in your mind. You'd like to find yourself all alone with Miss Rutherford sitting beside her on a sofa, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Well, that is merely a desire to analyze her thought processes.
Yeah? Then why do I want the lights out?
Lionel, I see you're not convinced. Very well, you shall be part of a precedent-shattering experiment.
I shall?
Yes. I'm going to introduce you to the girl of your dreams.
Swell, that's what I came down here for.
Stay where you are. I'll be right back.
Lots of men out there.
Let me at him.
Precisely why I'm here. But remember now, you must follow everything you've learned from my book.
Okay, I will. Can I take a little peek at him first?
Well, all right. Come on. Lionel, I'd like to have you meet Miss Anne Rutherford. Well?
Have you reported the accident yet?
Don't you recognize me? I'm your pin-up girl.
It looks like some of you have come unpinned.
You must readjust yourself mentally. You're used to seeing Miss Rutherford in gorgeous technicolor. This morning, when she took a shower, she faded a little.
Faded? She mildewed.
Oh, come now, come. Look at her. Feast your eyes on the classic curve of her neck. Those alabaster shoulders. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Only once, when I skinned a rabbit. No, thanks. I gotta be leaving.
Oh, sit down, Lionel. She's smitten with you. You've hit her quite hard.
I have, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, tell her to meet me at Hollywood and Vine in an hour.
Will you be there?
Yeah, with a trolley car. I'm gonna hit her even harder.
Back once again on the Delta Rhythm Boys and their version of Gee, Baby, Ain't I Good to You.
better give me up and get somebody else to experiment on.
Certainly not. The young never gives up. Think of yourself as a ship, and me as your captain.
I should think of myself as a ship?
Shouldn't be too difficult. I can see the barnacles from here.
There must be someone for me in this world.
Well, maybe not in this world, but I have some very good connections on Mars. Don't worry, I'll get you the next man who enters this office.
Well, I hope so. I want some action.
That dame's in the biggest hurry I've ever seen. She acts like a GI with two dates and a 10-minute pass. Oh, well. Come in.
Hello. I'm a general Kirkern cap loot private sad sack.
So you're the sad sack. What's the matter? You look a little tired.
Well, you see, I've been out all day practicing with a bazooka.
Bazooka, huh? Did you get a good score?
Oh, it's a sensation in me. Everybody was in the maze. I knocked down the colonel's house.
Well, perhaps I'd better introduce myself. My name is...
You don't have to tell me. You're famous. You're one of the best men in the... Best men. I've seen your picture in a hundred years. I've seen it. How are the kids, Mr. Crosby?
My name happens to be Robert Young. Now, what can I do for you, my son? And I'm duly thankful that you're not.
Well, I just happened to drop in. You know, sometimes there's a good-looking girl around.
Now, what does a fellow like you want with a girl?
Well, the other fellows tell me that the girls, they, if you get a date with a girl, girls might, you said that girls, they sew buttons on shirts, don't they?
My boy, how would you like to make the acquaintance of a luscious bit of feminine pulchritude?
Hey, how did we get off the subject of girls?
We're still on it. Didn't you ever go out with a girl?
Oh, sure. I had a sweetheart once who worked in the factory where they make rifles for the Army.
Oh, was she pretty?
Well, I don't know. I could never get all the cosmoline off of her.
Well, I'd introduce you to a very beautiful young lady if I thought you were the type of man I could trust with her.
Oh, you can trust me with her. I'm a stupid.
You're sure you're not the kind of fellow who lures young women up to his apartment?
I don't have to lure them. They're anxious to come.
They are. Well, do you have to promise to show them your etchings?
No, my brain in a bottle.
Anyway, I'll take a chance on you. I'm going to introduce you to none other than Ann Rutherford.
Oh, no, I don't want to meet Ann Rutherford.
What?
Well,
when I
was coming in, I met a fellow, and he told me that there's something awful that happened to her.
Oh, now, just a minute.
Well, he said he just met her, and she looked terrible. He said she was all broken down like a worn-out automobile.
Hello there. Did I hear my name mentioned? I'm Ann Rutherford.
You are?
Yeah.
Hey, there's still a lot of good mileage left in there.
But this isn't the Ann Rutherford I had in mind. I had one that I manufactured.
Well, if she looked like this, don't throw away the mold.
Thank you very much. Say, you're kind of cute. Tell me something about yourself.
You tell me something about yourself. Were you ever a cigarette girl?
A cigarette girl? Why?
Well, you're so round, so firm, so really fast. Miss Rutherford, would you think I was fresh if I asked you for a date?
Why, no.
Well, how would you like to go down to the beach with me for a swim?
Oh, I'd love it. In fact, I've got my bathing suit right here.
Where?
In this locket. I'm wearing it around my neck. No.
You got the whole bathing suit in that little locket?
Uh-huh. Right in his little locket, and it's a bright red one.
Well, it'll just match my face. Well,
just a second. This is going far enough. Sack, you could have benefited by reading my book. You're not really infatuated with Ann Rutherford. Your mind is making a fool of you.
It is?
Certainly. As a matter of fact, Ann Rutherford is not really beautiful.
She isn't?
No. Again, your mind is making a fool of you. And when you go down to the beach with Ann and she puts on that bathing suit, you'll just think you're having a good time.
Will?
Yes. Your mind will just be making a fool of you.
Okay, I'm convinced. I'm sorry, Miss Rutherford. The date's off.
Fine. Come on, Ann. Which way is the ocean?
Hey, wait a minute. What about your mind making a fool of you?
Zach, shake hands with an idiot. Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra wrapping things up with Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Thank you.
about, does it, fellas? But before we turn out the lights here at GI Journal, I'd like to thank our star contributors. Seaman First Class, Helvina Red.